Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Sick Beats with Jared and Sophia. I am Sophia.
And I'm Jared.
That's very cool.
Yeah. That's my fun fact, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty fun.
You know, like when you go to class.
Is that your party trick?
Yeah. Being named Jared. How are you doing today, Sophia?
I'm all right. Pretty tired. It's a Thursday.
Yeah. It's been a very interesting Thursday. One of my classes were canceled and I slept through the other class, so we were doing great today. Yeah.
That was me on Tuesday.
This was the week of sleeping in.
It's midterm season.
So I always ask you every week, is there anything in music that you are looking forward to in the future? So hit me with that.
Well, my lovely boyfriend reminded me that Phineas is coming out with an album.
Ooh.
I think sometime in October. And then one of my favorite artists, Matt Maltese, is coming out with an album in October. And then Adele might be coming back next week.
Let's talk about that, because it could be happening literally tonight, like in 2 hours.
I would die.
I don't think I'm in the right mental space right now.
I think that I would die.
Yeah.
Just like on the spot.
I mean, the rumor came out of nowhere. It like got announced by like some radio host person.
But then every radio station started tweeting about it and talking about it all at once. But,
like, she hasn't announced anything yet.
She didn't do it for 25 either, though. We didn't know 25 was coming.
I know, but she did a single at least. Like, Hello was a single. The whole album could come out tonight, for all we know. They didn't say new Adele song. They said new Adele
album
this week.
Like, come back.
Like, 12 songs.
Like,
world tour.
Make me cry, Adele. I love Adele.
I absolutely adore Adele. I just don't know if I'm ready to cry. Like I listened to 25 again recently.
But it's midterm season.
It is midterm season. But I don't want to be crying for multiple things.
I guess that's true. But yeah. Adele could, like, hug you and get you through it.
And then also be like, it's time to cry.
Time to cry.
Billie Eilish, there's no time to die. Adele,
that
there's time to
cry.
That
finally came out.
It did. I saw that. I saw the red carpet photos. Billie Eilish posted about it. For some reason, like, one of the photos she posted for it was just a close-up of her feet in heels. And I was like, okay, why?
Thank you, Billy.
I know.
I listened to a little bit of the new, like, Dear Evan Hansen soundtrack. It's not bad. I did see, however, that the movie only has a 33% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is a little embarrassing.
I've seen a lot of TikToks being like, this movie is terrible. Like, apparently one of the characters hits the whoa. Yeah. I've seen clips of Ben Platt's face blowing up like a balloon, looking like he's having an allergic reaction to peanuts while singing a song. It's a time.
I'm not saying that they needed to recast Evan, but if you're making a movie about a high school boy, maybe it should be like a younger person than
maybe
Ben Platt.
Maybe he shouldn't be 29.
No disrespect to my man Ben Platt, because you guys know how I feel about Ben Platt.
You literally are Ben Platt.
I am Ben Platt. I'm too old to be in this film.
Period.
But I sing really well. I thought I saw something else where I was like, oh, this person's coming out with a new album, because I went onto Apple Music and went to like their like upcoming part. Let me see.
I know I mentioned a K-pop album coming out last week, but another album, a little mini album by a solo artist from the K-pop world, is coming back on Monday. His name is Woods. I'm obsessed with him. So I'm excited for that. He has a song called Different that literally I ascended the first time I heard that song. Like, it's very good. So I'm excited to hear more from him.
Jeremy Zucker has an album coming out. Phineas, his album. ABBA has a new album.
Oh yeah,
coming
November.
Out.
That's exciting. Taylor Swift's re-recording comes out in November. She just announced it's coming out a week earlier than expected.
Wow.
I think it's November 12th now. Which is cool.
Ed Sheeran's new album, which is Equals. I was talking to Damian tonight, and he has not done Subtract.
He has not.
He's done Add, Multiply, Divide. And now Equals.
He doesn't need the negativity of subtraction in his discography. Although okay, I would fine. Like to call equal some. I don't know. I just feel like it hits better.
Apparently Lana Del Rey is coming out with a new album, Coldplay.
I just remembered Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett are they making are. Their jazz album that comes out tonight, Love for Sale, October 1st.
Mac Miller, Elton John.
Mac Miller's dropping an album?
Yeah.
Another posthumous album?
Mm-hmm.
When?
I don't know. It doesn't have the release date, but it's called Faces.
I don't know how I feel about that.
We'll see.
I hope it's good, but I don't know how I feel about that. It sounds like we're going to get some good music coming up soon, which is exciting. I think Rihanna was recently interviewed saying that she's cooking up some music, which is, it's been long enough.
It's probably a lie.
She probably is lying, but I believe it this time. Like, she was like, it was like at the Fenty thing. She's like, I'm working on music, and like, when it's ready, it'll be ready. And I was like, okay, give us nothing. Even though she just gave us a whole, like, lingerie show or whatnot.
Yeah, for real.
I don't know. She can continue to take her time. I'm fine with that. You know who shouldn't take their time?
Adele.
Normani. But also Adele. That's some stuff we're looking forward to.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be fun.
If you missed last week's episode, we talked everything Montero by Lil Nas X. We had a really good time talking about that album. Mm-hmm. We really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was a really good episode. I think you should definitely go back and listen to it. The charts came out on Monday, the same day we released the episode mm-hmm. for like Billboard's charts. It debuted at number 2 on the Billboard 200, which is just for albums.
Mm-hmm.
I was upset it wasn't number 1, but I think it got blocked by Drake.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. And 3 of the songs were on the Hot 100 Top 10. So that was really cool. Really happy to see Lil Nas X thriving critically.
For real.
That was a really good album. Very fun episode. I almost cried. It was a great time.
It doesn't feel like it's already been a week since we've recorded that.
I know.
It's like kind of a fever dream.
This week has been like, time-wise, I feel like it's gone both so slow but so fast this week.
Yeah, I get that.
So if you haven't listened to last week's episode, make sure you do that. And on top of listening to last week's episode, make sure you follow us on social media at SickBeatsWithJS.
Not SJ.
Again, we always announce what album we're listening to ahead of time so you have time to talk or listen to the album so you're ready for the podcast. That being said, this week we listened to Let a Good Thing Die by Bruno Major. This album was brought to you by Sophia.
Yes, I picked this album, you guys. I think it's fun to have Jared and I alternate picking an album every week because then you kind of get a little look into the kinds of musics. You kind of get a good look into what kind of music we gravitate towards. So
yeah, I was gonna say listening to this album, just like initial thoughts, I was really loving it, but it was like not something I like would gravitate to immediately.
Hot take.
It was just like, I don't mean it like that. It was just like, it's not like the sound of music that I jumped to first time ever listening to something. But I really enjoyed listening to it this week. It was a very nice listen. To Let a Good Thing Die is 10 tracks long. The album's about 31 minutes long, and it came out on June 5th, 2020.
And I'll just add, I listened to Bruno Major. I think that he's really fun. My boyfriend and I, there's a song by him called Easily, and that was like our song in high school, which That's is like cute. Really cheesy but
cute.
This album came out and I like was not really aware of it. I listened to the singles before it came out, thought that they were kind of fun, kind of cute, whatever, but then like never paid attention to when the album was being released. So it was really nice to kind of pick it up and actually like give it the time of day, and I enjoyed it.
The first time I listened to it, I was like, this is lo-fi beats to chill / study too.
Yeah, for real.
But with great vocals on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of, from initial listen to like every time I listen to it, I just feel like I can be really productive listening to this album.
Mm-hmm.
I have enjoyed listening to this music in the background of my day the past couple of days. Lyrically, it's kind of like a diary. It doesn't really follow your traditional song structure a lot of the time. Like, I was looking specifically at the final song, To Let a Good Thing Die.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, a little more stream of consciousness, a little bit more, like, poetry, less than, like, your standard pop verse, chorus, bridge, chorus.
Yeah.
Which I really liked. I would genre like label this genre as like a lo-fi jazzy alternative kind of sound. Yeah, that's what I want to say about that.
Yeah, I think I would love to have access to just the instrumentals in all of these songs because they would become my study playlist.
Yeah.
I think that like I have paid attention to the lyrics too much to the point where now like I can't, like I would be able to be productive to this album, but now like I listen to it and all I want to do is sing the songs. So
that's very fair. That's how I was at first when I was listening to K-pop for the first time. I would listen to it in the background because I was like, I don't understand what they're saying necessarily. So it's good to just like have in the background. Mm-hmm. But now I'm like screaming poorly saying Korean because I don't know the language. And yeah, I like that comment of I can't listen to it while studying anymore because I'll sing it.
I have a lot of albums like that, though. So, I mean, that's a good thing. Yeah. That I can't listen to it while studying.
I like this album a lot, too, because it kind of, it just sounds like what being in love feels like for some reason. I wrote down that it kind of gives me like a La La Land type of feel.
I agree almost. With that. For this album specifically, it gives a big La La Land, like this is real love, not like in the movies.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And I like listening to the album and like when I would pay attention to the lyrics, I was just thinking about my boyfriend and I was like, this is sappy and cheesy and gross. I should stop.
Being in love.
What?
So the first track on this album is a song called Old Soul, which I personally really love. It's one of my favorites from the entire album. It gives me really big jazzy vibes and I really enjoy the guitar in it. And the same thing will go for most of the other songs that I'll speak on today, is that the guitar and all of his songs in this album just kind of like hug you and they're really comforting in a way. Yeah, what did you think of it?
I'm very much in love with this song. Sonically, it kind of reminds me of like a Black Pumas type of song. I love the Black Pumas. That's a whole different tangent. But I just really like sonically how it feels. It's very comforting to listen to. I like how it kind of starts with like a voice memo type thing at the beginning before he starts singing. And I just really like the idea of like, I spend my days listening to like Old Soul and while the record is playing, I'm like picturing you in my home. And I love that thought of like listening to a record and thinking about the future and like reminiscing on the person you love.
And that, honestly, though, like the chorus is kind of a step away from how the first verse feels.
Yeah.
Pulling up the lyrics. I have written down, you know, read this through. I've written it down for you. Like talking about everything I've been going through. Like this is him just like brain dumping. And he's like, this is everything that's on my mind. And then he says, the world to me seems empty and you're the first reason why. Like, is that supposed to be good or bad?
That definitely doesn't sound good.
No.
yeah.
But then he says, you know, like I'm listening to this music and I'm picturing you and me like dancing and living a life together. So
maybe okay, me reading into things. The verses kind of feel like a where I'm at now kind of a thing. And he's talking about listening to Old Soul. So maybe he's picturing the person he's singing about in his home because it's like older music, throwback. Like maybe he's like reminiscing on an older time. Did that make sense?
Yeah.
Now that I'm looking through the lyrics, me saying it just sounds like love makes no sense for this song, because those verses very much are talking about like something not like that.
Yeah.
More of an issue. I mean, the second verse is saying like, you gave me a heart attack. It's the reason I never called you back. I hope you're not offended, but you are my malady. Like something bad. I don't know. The lyrics are very interesting when you look at them. Again, I listened to this album a lot, like very passively. So when I was looking at I haven't like gotten the best chance to like actually sit down and read through these lyrics. But it's very interesting that he can tell the story in such a sonically comforting way.
Yeah. And I agree with that 100%. And it comes up a couple more times in this album. Songs about like not being with somebody that you used to be with. And It's really easy to just listen to it passively and just kind of like sway back and forth and let the song kind of like hug you.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is so good. Like, this is so peaceful. And then you look at the lyrics and you're like, oh,
bruh,
this man is going through some things.
Yeah. Like, I listened to this song on the bus while crocheting a sweater, like, not even thinking. I was like, just vibing.
But that's so, like, listening to Bruno Major makes doing mundane things or like any small thing seem like you're in a movie.
Yeah, I felt really badass.
Like, it gives you main character energy.
Yeah, like, driving around to this album, I feel like I'm, like, it's like a transition scene in my film of life.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like the last two albums we've gone over, you know, we've been talking about, like, girl bosses and, like, taking control of who you are. And this is, like, a big step back from that vibe-wise. Yeah. It's like, let me go on about my normal life because I'm a normal person. And, but I'm still the main character though. And you still like did this thing to me. And like, I don't know. I just think that his vibe is really cool.
Mm-hmm. It definitely, the vibe of his music very much contrasts to everything we've talked about so far on this podcast.
Which is kind of what I wanted.
I love it. You said we're versatile. We can talk about many things. To do our first last, the outro of this album is the title track, To Let a Good Thing Die. What are your thoughts on it?
I'm in love with this song. You already mentioned it doesn't follow like normal song structure.
Mm-hmm.
And I have written down that it's just like a lot of life lessons about knowing when to stop or when to let a good thing die.
Yeah.
Like the title suggests. And I just, again, like I think every single song just kind of cradles you. And this album has a really warm feeling despite the subject matter of the songs.
Yeah. I'm looking at the lyrics again right now. From verse 3, he says, you can't summon love up in your heart if it isn't there at all.
Mm-hmm.
And life isn't like the movies, but it'll sure make you cry when it dawns on you it's time to say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Let that good thing die, basically. which is a very interesting thing to read and hear.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something not a lot of people want to hear. So the fact mm-hmm. that Bruno's putting this in this like beautiful, like sonically comforting song again is very interesting. This song is just, I really like this song. In writing a song with a non-traditional structure that feels like kind of stream of consciousness, but at the same time has a theme, that's difficult to do.
Yeah.
And the way he's done it here is very, very good.
The lyric that pops up over and over in this song is sometimes it's time to let a good thing die. And I just think that that's a really good lesson. You know, he has like a lot of helpful and meaningful sayings sprinkled throughout the entire song. Like every single piece of every verse is a life lesson. And just I love that it's all capped off with because sometimes it's just time to let it go, let a good thing die.
I feel like that's something people need to hear.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he did it in a way that is easy to listen to. One final thing on the song, I like how even though it's like giving you a lot of warnings of like this song feels like almost like a checklist where it's like you can look at your relationship and be like, do I feel like this during this relationship? Check. Yeah. It's time to let it die. But I like how at the same time it's somehow capturing like that sense of love where it's like it's like in spite of itself, very much like not meaning to do it, but it's like, oh, I don't feel this thing. I'm in love. Like, you know, it's like some twisted way that it captures that.
Should we move into our favorite tracks?
Yeah, I think we should go to our favorite tracks. Yes.
Okay. The first one I have on my list is Old Soul.
I also have it on my
list. I'm not going to talk anymore about it. I don't want to ramble. Just like good vibes. I really like it.
Good vibes. Crazy lyrics.
Yeah. The next one I have on my list is The Most Beautiful Thing.
Me too.
Something that I really enjoy in this song is just like the cute little parallels he has between the US and the UK. Because this is obviously him being in love with somebody from the US. And I just love the lyric, will it be a pavement or a sidewalk when I finally lay my eyes on you? Like, I don't know, this song is just like really cute. And the chorus of it is so comforting, and I feel like we're gonna say this for every single song, but they just are so comforting, so nice to listen to. The chorus of this song specifically is just like very beautiful, and he sounds really nice in it.
Yeah, I'm sonically obsessed with this. I think it's worth mentioning Phineas was actually a part of the writing process for this song.
Yeah.
I really like in the second verse, he talks about love, specifically like what it means to him.
Oh, and this written down. Sorry.
You're all good. He talks about like how he doesn't necessarily like believe in like the idea of a soulmate or like one true love. But he's like, love is kind of like a list of circumstance, compatibility, and just a lot of hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the way he said that. I also love, like, he's talking about, it just sounds so pretty, and he's talking about all these things, and the end of the chorus is like, the most beautiful thing I've never seen. It just kind of hits. It makes me a little sad. Yeah. It's like, I love the idea of like the most beautiful thing I've never seen, because it's like you can be so in love with something and just like never see it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is unfortunate. It's very hummable.
Yeah. Especially the chorus.
Yeah. His voice is very soothing to listen to. I'm having such a hard time talking about this album because mm-hmm. it kind of leaves me speechless.
Yeah.
It just sounds so pretty, and I just want to continue to listen to it forever.
It just like gives you a hug. I think the day that we decided on this album, Jared texted me a couple hours afterwards and just said like dot 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 dot
this album.
And I responded to him saying, doesn't it just hug you and make you a little bit depressed at the same time? And he said, exactly. And that's just like, that sums up everything that we will probably say in this episode. It just, this album hugs you and it makes you a little bit depressed at the same time. It's just so good.
Yeah. And again, like I've said about every other song, it has that sense of just like brain off. I can listen to it and work on something else.
Mm-hmm.
Like that lo-fi study beat that I really like listening to those types of beats, and to hear somebody sing on top of one of those has been something. It's something so intriguing.
Yeah.
Every time I listen to like one of those study playlists, I'm always like, ooh, what if somebody wrote a verse on this?
Yeah.
And Bruno Major was like, bet.
I like that you mentioned that Phineas was a part of the production and the writing of this song because this song is something that if Phineas put it out, it would like do crazy numbers, because Bruno Major isn't like huge, but this does, like, it could be a Phineas song and it would still just be as good. But anyways, it's just, I like that when Phineas works on something, you can like tell and you can tell that he put a little bit of himself into it. This podcast is this episode is sponsored by Phineas's production value. What is the next song on your favorites list?
I have nothing as my next song. I've actually, to kind of like preview my chart, it's not in my top three, but I have this song on my charts this week. I just love the feeling the song captures, just doing nothing with your someone. Like doing nothing with your person.
Mm-hmm.
I recently got to have a nothing day with my boyfriend on Sunday.
Aww.
And we literally were sitting on opposite sides of my room. He was playing a game on his phone. I was playing Fall Guys on my computer. And it was just existing in the same room, not even like having to have like a single purpose or like doing anything with your someone.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like such a nice and calming thing. And I like a lot. He says like, we're playing Nintendo and I'm losing because you're staring at the screen and I'm staring at you. And I think that lyric is so cute.
And I love the little like coin sound effect after he says that they're playing Nintendo.
I am a sucker for a sound effect.
It's
in a
really
song.
Cute. This song is so good.
Yeah. I also like, he says like, we'll watch The Notebook for the 17th time and I'll say it's stupid and then you'll catch me crying.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, this song gives me a lot of like, you see a cute couple and you're like, ew, gross. But at the same time, you're like, oh, I wish I was like that. And it's cute. This song definitely made me think about my relationship a lot.
Yeah.
And just like be happy and in love.
I like the lyrics in the bridge where it says, shut all the windows, lock all the doors. We're not looking for no one. Don't need nothing more. It's just like so sweet just to like have rainy day vibes, not on a rainy day with your special someone.
Ba, 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 ba.
No!
it's a very good vibe. And I feel like I say this a lot on the podcast, but it's like something I haven't like heard in music that too much, like that let's do nothing kind of vibe.
Yeah.
It's very cute.
This song was one of the singles that came out before the album came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell in love with it the moment I heard it. It's just, it's so easy to listen to and it's so cute. It's really good.
Yeah. And this is another song that doesn't follow like your standard song structure, like pop wise. And I'm only mentioning that because I'm like such a pop head. Like all I listen to is pop. But he touches on the theme of like every single like verse ends with, but there's nothing like doing nothing with you.
Yeah.
And that is such a perfect sentence.
I love the way that he caps his verses the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. His music is very poetic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I could read this in like a little like Ruby Carr-esque book, you know, like it's like, but there's nothing like doing nothing with you.
Yeah.
And then there's a picture of a one line face next to it. I don't think I have nothing left for this song.
Oh my God. Not to go track by track. oops. But the next song on my favorites list is Regent's Park.
Okay.
I have written in my notes that it makes me think of my boyfriend.
Me on
even
every
though
song.
I have written down makes me think of Damian, even though it's about a breakup. But it's because he loves this song like so much.
Mm.
And so when I hear it, I think of him. Anyways, this song gives me really like classic vibes. And I think it has something to do with the piano in it. I love it. I don't know what it is. It's just so good.
When I was writing my notes, this was the song I was thinking about when I said has La La Land vibes.
Mm.
This one really captures that for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in my favorites, but I have it under honorable mentions. My favorite lyric in this song, and possibly of the whole album, is no one wants to hear a song about the bitch who broke my heart. And it's the way he sings like that awesome lyric in like such a dreamy, peaceful way. I'm like, how do you write that?
I have that lyric
and
written down too.
It's just like so cute. Like,
and then he caps it with, I should have listened to my mama. She saw right through you from the start. And so this, you know, you get this beautiful piano and like swelling and so much movement. And then he's talking about like this woman that broke his heart and broke up with him and like did him dirty. I don't know, singing about being hurt like that in such a dreamy way, there's something about that that's just so appealing.
Yeah.
I have another lyric written down. I think he brings up some sassy things in this.
Mm-hmm.
I should have found somebody cheaper to chase. Tragically, nobody told me how expensive you would be.
That's dirty.
Yeah.
That is so good.
Like, he's mad.
I'm looking at that verse too. He goes, you knocked the swagger out of me.
I wasn't going to bring that one up.
He
lost more than money. Like, he lost a part of himself.
Yeah.
And then I also just really like, but now we're here in Regent's Park amongst the flowers and I wish it would rain. Like wanting kind of that movie love. Like we're here, like look at where we are. Like it should be raining. It should be like the lighting should be dramatic. Like there should be something here. Like we're being framed in this perfect area. I don't know. And then just him ending the song. And I mean, he caps it, the choruses with these, but I'll say goodbye on a beautiful spring day. Specifically, the last time he sings that right at the close of the song is just really like, you get to get a deep breath kind of out of it. This song is just so good.
Again, I didn't put in my favorites, but it's definitely a good one. One that you should talk about. My next favorite song is Figment of My Mind. I can't really talk exactly too much about this song.
There's just something about it.
Yeah, there's something about it. I'm sonically obsessed with it. I like this idea that he's talking about. He talks about things.
This song is a dream. It's a dream.
Yeah.
I just like,
you found the words. Thank you. The whole idea is like he's thinking about things and he's like, it's just a figment of your mind.
I really love the chorus in this song. It's beautiful. And the string part, I love his use of strings and guitar. They're so like elegant and warm. Like, oh my goodness. They swell so much.
Yeah.
And the way that he sings Crystal Kaleidoscopes Were Singing Blue and Green.
Realer than the real in front of me. Yeah, this chorus is very good. Again, I'm having such a hard time talking about this song, but I find myself wanting to play this song every time I listen to the album. It's so comfy to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And the lyrics are interesting to listen to. I just have no words. I forgot how to be speaking.
It's just so good.
Yeah. I like it just existing in this song's presence, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. The next song on my list of favorites is Tapestry.
BRB crying.
I love the idea of this song. I said that for the last song, but I'm saying it again. This idea of like no matter what goes on in his life, past, future, or not past, but like in the future, the person he's singing about is going to forever be something of importance to him.
Mm-hmm.
They'll always be a part of his tapestry. I don't know why, but the idea, this like idea of the tapestry thing just makes me think of Brave by Pixar. you know, where it's like the tapestry like represents history and like family and whatnot. And it's like once you, don't laugh at me.
If you could change your fate, would you?
Listen, it makes sense. Okay, listen. It's the idea that like once something is like put in a tapestry, it's like permanent. It's hard to like remove something that's like been sewed into the middle of like your project. As somebody who crochets, I know. But it's just like I like the idea. Like he could be singing about somebody he's in love with and this song would make sense. He could be singing to a past lover and this song would make sense.
This song really alludes to like the idea that you've found a person that has become your home.
Yeah.
Like putting it in simpler words, like just, and there's lots of songs about that sort of feeling about somebody. Like, this person is your home whenever you're with them. It's just so good. The chorus in this song, again, I know I said it with the last one, but the chorus of this song is so good.
The vocals he serves on the song alone make it something I go back to immediately every time.
And him opening with just, have you seen the seven oceans? And it just like, he throws you into it and you're like, okay, I'm here.
He's just like, the entire first verse, he's just talking about like all these like beautiful moments in nature, like the seven oceans, or like, have you seen the snow cap of a mountaintop, the northern lights, and then it gets dark to a heartbeat slow to a stop, like, okay, but it's just like, have you done all of these like things? And that chorus is like wrapping up the verse and being it's like, all of the things I've ever seen, like, you are going to be a part of my tapestry. Mm-hmm. It's like, no matter what comes on next in life, no matter what I see or do, your presence, whether it's no longer a thing or still exists in my life, no matter what, that your presence in my life means something, and it's something I'm going to take with me for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And I really like that idea, and I really like the way he has decided to sing about that idea through this like metaphor of the tapestry.
I also really like the guitar in this song, which I know that I've said for every single one, but I specifically like where it slows down at the end and when it finally comes to like the final chord of this song. Mm-hmm. It just like, this song is tied up so nicely in a bow. Like, it's just so good. Like we said, it's really hard to put words to any of the songs on this album because they all just like make you feel so nice.
Yeah, we are having a discussion about this, but at the same time, I'm just like, this song makes you feel good, right? Yeah, like that's like, it's hard to say anything else about it. It's just like, sounds good, feels good. Even if it's touching on sadder things like heartbreak or
watching a heartbeat, slow
to a stop. Yeah, he's like, have you seen a heartbeat slow to a stop? You're like, and you would like expect like suspenseful music, but no, it's like peaceful and you're like falling asleep and you're like, is my heart stopping? What?
And also like what happens in the music right there where it like swells and then it pulls back and then there's like a beat drop. It's really good. I mean, I don't want to say beat drop, but that's what it is. It's like a very gentle beat drop.
It shifts to a different sound.
Swells and then it stops and then it brings you back into it. And it's just really good. The next one on my favorites list is I'll Sleep When I'm Older.
Tell me about it.
I just, this song is so beautiful. The strings, I can't get over them in this song. I can't. This song is so good. I have written down, you know, it's, from what I gather, it's about appreciating what's around you and being present, which is something that's kind of hard to do these days.
Yeah.
Not to like make it political, but like the videos of beautiful tourist locations and like seeing it from an outsider's perspective, and also kind of what we touched on in Tokyo Love Hotel by Rina Sawayama.
Yeah.
Nobody's present anymore. Everybody's romanticizing everything. And so I just like the theme in this song that you're present where you are and you're taking all of these beautiful things in and you're living your life. And it's fine because you'll sleep when you're older.
Yeah.
I'll sleep when I'm older, when the earth has weathered me. But I'm going to live right now.
Yeah. I like the idea that the song is like, kind of slow down, take a breath, like look at the things around you. And it's like, slow down, but also don't go to bed. The title of the song is just relatable, like out of the context of the song entirely. Just yeah. Like, I read that song title and I'm like, you know what? Same. That's how I feel right yeah. now. But not because I'm taking in things. Mm-hmm. I'm just busy.
Yeah.
You know?
Throughout this entire song, all of the things that he's speaking about that are so beautiful are like the simplest little things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where like I like, take a deep breath, look at what's around you. Like all these tiny little things. It reminds me, what's that movie called? Crap. I'm going to Google it.
The movie's not called Crap,
because
Sophia.
I will reference this movie. I watched it last year. It's like about...
Is it the one where it's like the girl and the guy are both living the same day over and over again, mm-hmm. but then they become friends and then they stop being
yeah,
friends about something?
They're the only ones that know that it's the same day over and
I
over.
I remember this. You watched this movie last year and talked
yes.
about it for almost an hour and
because
a half.
Because they
it was
make
so good.
They make a list of like all these little things that happen in this one day that they just like really appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just like what this song reminds me of.
While you try to find the name of that movie that you just referenced, I'm going to talk about this little part. In the second verse, he says, I'll go to the party and forget all the names. Should it come back to haunt me, it ends all the same. I like that a lot. It's that idea of like, I'm going to not go to bed tonight. I'm going to go out and I'm going to have fun. Because at the end of the day, we all die. In kind of a dark, twisted way of saying that. But it's just like, even if I regret going to this thing, this party, at least I'm going out and I'm trying to have fun and I'm experiencing things and I'm giving things a shot. Say yes to everything. Don't turn down mm-hmm. an opportunity, if anything.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I found the name of the movie. It's called The Map of Tiny Perfect Things, which is like kind of what this song is about.
So we need to go back in time, make the song, put the song... Or make the we need to go back in time, make the movie, but add the song to the soundtrack, is what you're saying.
And then get stuck in a time loop.
Forever. We're forever recording episode 4 of Sick Beats with Jared and Sophia.
We're just stuck in the vibes.
Brought to you by Time Loop.
The only other thing I have written down is kind of going back to the strings in this song. I have written in all caps, the strings in the song hug me. They just, anyway, I'm a string player. I just really appreciate good strings.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if you mentioned this lyric, but he says, find love somewhere, anywhere, fall deep from the start, misplace my mind and follow my heart. I just think that that's a really pretty lyric. And he's singing me a poem.
Too long didn't read. He's singing me a poem.
Yes.
So those were our favorite tracks. Normally we would go into a segment of least favorite tracks. But I cannot put a single song
nope,
in that category.
I can't either.
There's no song I can really complain about on this album. It all feels good. And if the lyrics aren't resonating with me, I'm enjoying myself listening to
mm-hmm.
it. So I don't even like feel the need to mention anything like that. I've just really been enjoying existing in To Let a Good Thing Die's atmosphere, I guess.
Yeah,
I've really enjoyed it.
It's really easy to just like... curl up and get caught in the vibe and just listen to this album on repeat and just like cry a little bit.
Yeah. To go off of we don't have any least favorite tracks, for honorable mentions, I just wrote the rest of the album. As I said, I had Regent's Park in my honorable mentions. Mm-hmm. I like She Chose Me a lot.
That song is so cute.
I don't have really anything to say about this song.
The only thing I'll say is, like, there's a lyric and it's like, out of all the people on this world, she chose me. And yeah. I'm like, oh.
For some reason, this might be an interesting take, but for some reason, this song sonically reminds me of the song from Toy Story 2 where Jessie's in the box on the side of the road. You know, that like sad song? Like, when somebody told me.
Yeah, no, know? I get that. That I get
song
that.
For, like, I listened to She Chose Me, and it's the opposite vibe of the Toy Story 2 song, but for some reason, they're connected in my head.
Maybe, I don't know. They are kind of the same vibe.
Yeah, just like sonically.
It's the one that's like, when somebody loves me,
everything was beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I keep that? That was funny.
Have we talked about Old Fashioned yet?
I don't think we've talked about Old Fashioned.
I think this is another.
That's the only other song that we haven't talked about.
The only other song that we haven't talked about. I just love the overarching lyric in this song that's just like, I'll be old fashioned for you. And I just think that's really cute.
Yeah. I don't really have anything else really to say. Like I said, this whole album is just good in a way where I can get lost in it and not really think, which makes it hard to talk about. But I definitely did like it. So, Sophia, what are your overall thoughts? Give me a rating, a justification.
Honestly, I think that I'm going to give this album a 9 out of 10.
I like it.
I don't have any complaints about it. It's so good. I kind of like that, you know, all the songs are different, but they kind of blend together. But it's so comforting that I don't care that they all sound a little bit the same. I don't care. I literally have no negative thoughts about it at all, which is very rare. I like the subject matter in all the songs. His voice sounds so good. He's serving vocals. Like his falsetto and his upper range in his voice is just like really pretty. And, you know, I've said it once, I'll say it again. Every song in this album gives you a hug and just like it has a very warm feeling.
I feel like we have not talked enough about his vocals.
Yeah.
His voice is just so perfect. Mm-hmm. His falsetto is heavenly. Like he's got such a beautiful angelic voice.
Yeah.
Listening to him sing is like an honor. Like I feel honored that I get the privilege to hear him in my ears.
It's just, you know, so good.
Yeah.
What would you rate the album, Jared?
I will give you my justification like I did last week. I kind of wrote a little paragraph. There's nothing negative, so don't worry. I really liked this album. I very much enjoyed listening to it. Like I said at the beginning of the podcast, this is not an album that I don't think I would seek out on my own.
Mm-hmm.
But listening to it, I very much became obsessed very quickly. I have definitely become a fan and I want to check out his past work. I do wish that I had looked at the lyrics more. I think that would have changed how I felt about the album a little bit more. When I was writing the rating, it was not depending a lot on the lyrics. So, but I'm going to stick to it because I still agree with what I stand. It's sonically cohesive. A couple of the songs do blend together. So there are times where I'm like, what was that song again? So that isn't necessarily the best thing in the world, but it's not bad because, as you said, every song is very comforting and it's a very easy listen. And it's something I like existing in. I would give it an 8 out of a 10, mostly just for the fact that it's like some of the songs I can't remember, but I'm not complaining about them.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it's a good album. I really enjoy listening to it. I didn't touch on this at all, but I'm obsessed with the album art, so that alone is very fun. It may just be a bunch of lines, but they look good, damn it. Yeah, I'd give it an 8 out of 10. I'm going to stay on my 8 train 2 weeks in a row. So that was our thoughts and conversation on To Let a Good Thing Die by Bruno Major. As always, we are interested in hearing what you thought about this album. So let us know on our social medias. Again, at SickBeatsWithJS.
Not SJ.
We don't know what album we'll be listening to next week, but we will be announcing it on Wednesday. It is my turn to pick an album, and I'm very excited.
It is.
There's like 3 I'm choosing between right now. So I'm hoping it'll be good. I've got some choices. Somebody will be voted off the an album will be voted off the island eventually. But yeah, we've got like a list of like 14 albums in a Google Doc.
Yeah.
So we're going to push through them. So yeah, stay tuned for whatever album we talk about next week. Alrighty, I hope you enjoyed the music for the past 11 seconds, but we are back. It is time for everybody's favorite segment, the Sick Beat Charts.
Sick
Welcome
beat
to Sick Beat Charts.
Sick Beats Charts.
In case you need a refresher, every week, Sophia and I bless you with a 10-song playlist.
Bold of you to say bless you.
I don't know. I think our charts have been very good. On top of our 10-song charts every week, we have a like big mega playlist of every Sick Beats charts ever. I've been listening to that playlist a lot this week. We've got some pretty cool songs on these playlists. My charts haven't changed too much this week though. How about you?
The vibe of my chart, I decided to change it. I went into the recording of this episode thinking that my chart was going to stay exactly the same as last week because like, not going to lie, I kind of popped off with my chart last week. It was really good. But I think after talking about To Let a Good Thing Die for so long, I just decided, you know, maybe it's time to switch up the vibe. Maybe it's time to hear songs that let me take a deep breath.
Yeah, I added 4 new songs to my chart. So that's exciting.
I added 5, so I win.
It's a competition.
But vote for your favorite host.
No, they'll vote you.
Now you dogging on yourself. Hot take.
So yeah, if you're interested in listening to our 10-song playlists, we have a playlist on Spotify, and we might be working on one for Apple
Music.
Yeah,
I'll do one.
Check the link tree on our social medias.
If I don't do it, yell at me.
Yeah. If there isn't an Apple Music playlist, please at Sophia on every social media.
Do it.
Just yell at her. When we talk about the Sick Beat Charts on the playlist, we talked only about our top 3 of the week.
Yes. Otherwise, we'd be talking to you for way too long.
And then the podcast would be 3.5 hours long.
Yes.
Let's start with you, Sophia. What is your number 3 song of the week?
My number 3 song this week is a song called More Like You by Orla Gartland. And I'm sure you guys are tired of me saying this woman's name. But her debut album, Woman on the Internet, was just like absolutely fantastic. And More Like You was a single that came out beforehand. The music video for it is really good. It has like nice choreography in it. And it's a one take music video.
That's cool.
Which also, I always love.
You talking about a music video 2 weeks in a row. Are you okay?
No. The answer is no. It's midterm season. This episode is sponsored by Midterm Stress.
That's not what we want sponsoring this episode.
More Like You is about some best friends and a new person entering that best friend pairing. And then the best friend goes off with that new person. And the other best friend is like jealous and wants to be more like this person that their best friend is like running off with. Which I didn't know until she talked about it on an Instagram Live. And I was like, whoa, that's pretty cool.
I love that. I've been the best friend.
Same?
Have we all been the best friend?
Probably.
Do you have any lyrics in that song that really hit you?
Let me look. This is a line from the beginning portion of the song, like right before the first chorus. Mm-hmm. She says, oh, where'd you get that confidence from? Because you wear it like a coat. All this feeling second best. It's got me by the throat. I know that I've been obsessing in the worst way.
I like her pen game.
It's so good. She's so good.
Yeah.
I don't want to fight. No, I just want to swap our bodies for a day. She just wants to be more like this person because she doesn't understand why her best friend, like, there's distance there.
She wants to Freaky Friday with the new girl.
Yes.
Hang out with her best friend.
Every time she mentions your name, she says it like a prayer, getting caught up on the syllables. I wish I didn't care, but no, maybe I'm the one she had to outgrow.
Ow.
For real.
Oh my God.
It's so good.
That's really good. Every time you talk about her and like songs from her debut album. I fall in love with it. I need to actually sit down and listen to this album.
Maybe we'll do it on an episode.
Episode 6.
I think it might be a little biased. She's been on my chart every week and I'm like, so let me give my opinion on this album.
Sophia's like, 1200 out of 10.
2 out of 10, actually. And everybody's like, huh?
Worst album ever.
What's your number 3 this week, Jared?
All right. My number 3 is going to be hard for me to talk about, but it is a song called Do You Remember by a band called AB6. Now, this song is a K-pop song, so it's mostly in Korean, and I went to look up the translations to talk about it a little bit on the podcast. The English translations just don't exist online yet. This song came out on Monday as a part of their second album, Mo Complete. It's a very good album. This is a B-side. It's not like one that they're promoting. But the first time I heard this song, I like ascended. You know that meme of SpongeBob? In the fight, like in the kitchen, like literally glowing in the air? That's how I felt. This song, based off the rough translations on a color-coded lyric wet YouTube video that I watched, that I'm not convinced is translated perfectly. The idea of it is very much like talking about somebody that you might have used to be with. And it's like reminiscing on like this summer night. And it's like, do you remember? Mm-hmm. Like, do you remember this night? The verses are very fun. Woojin does a rap verse and I'm obsessed with him as a rapper. He's one of my favorite rappers in the K-pop scene. And then the pre-chorus gets like really low, very slow. It's like the phrasing of what they're singing is like kind of broken. And then a little boom, like a bass drop. Ooh. Hits. And then the chorus just comes in.
Nice.
And their vocals are so great. I'm going to say some K-pop specific lingo. So if you aren't a K-pop listener, I'll explain it. But my bias in this group is Woong. And he's like the main vocalist. Bias is like your favorite member of the group or whatnot. I like all of them, obviously. They're all just so good. And their vocals are fantastic. And I'm obsessed with them. And I wish they were more talked about in like the K-pop scene. I wish they had a little bit more like success in the States. I very much like them. This song is very good. I wish I could talk about it more sophisticatedly with like more, like, I wish I could talk about it without being like, it just sounds really pretty. But it, like, it just sounds really good.
When we talk about any song.
I know. It just sounds really good. And when I get the translations, I probably will appreciate it just as much, if not more. It's just something I cannot escape sonically right now.
I'm happy that that showed up because you've been freaking out about this release.
They're one of my favorite K-pop groups. I don't want to dwell too much on that, but like I listened to like BTS twice, AB6 and like TXT and Day6 and a bunch of other ones that I could talk about for years about. But they're one of like my all-time favorites. I own almost all of their albums physically.
Nice.
I really enjoy them. So this album was something that I was very excited about. And actually, the title track of this album is also on my chart. It's just not in my top 3.
My number 2 this week is Old Soul by Bruno Major, which we have talked to death about, kind of. I don't know. We restrained ourselves with this one. Anyways, again, I just really like the vibe of this song. And something that I didn't mention earlier, well, maybe, but the electric guitar in this song... it's just really good.
It's such a good instrumental break.
Yeah.
What would be the right term?
I have no idea.
If I'm talking about this wrong, I'm so sorry. But I think they added like a little bit of distortion on the guitar.
Yeah, maybe.
To like give it more of an electric guitar feel.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, the guitarist goes off.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds so good.
And like also the verses, I think that the rhythm of them is really cool. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
We've talked about it.
It's very fun. That's a good number 2.
What's your number 2, Jared?
My number 2 this week is That's What I Want by Lil Nas X. Half of my chart last week was Montero by Lil Nas X. And that's pretty much the same sentence for this week.
That's valid.
That's What I Want has kind of grown on me. It never wasn't growing on me. Like, it was never... small on me. I have really been listening to a lot. I really like the vibe that it captures. It gives me a windows down scream at the top of your lungs vibes. And if my car wasn't so loud every time I touched the gas pedal, my windows would be open while listening to the song. Like I said last week, I just love that he's very casually queer. And it isn't something that he makes like a spectacle of lyrically. He just was like, I like dudes, man.
Yeah.
And I really like that.
Gotta love your LGBTQ plus hip hop.
Why would you say that to me? Before the podcast, I was looking at Spotify stats and I saw for my top genres the past 4 weeks, number 5 was LGBTQ plus hip hop, which I'm assuming is Lil Nas X, which I don't like that genre.
You literally, like, title. Your jaw dropped. You, like, took a sharp inhale and your hand was over your mouth.
I forgot how to breathe. I was just like, so that's what we're calling it? I was like, interesting. Okay. I don't know. I just thought seeing the word, like, the LGBTQ plus in front of a genre just like, felt like a hate crime.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Just a little bit.
It was weird. We talked about this in depth last week on the podcast.
Go listen to it
if you haven't already. I think Montero as a whole was such a good cultural feat, and that's what I want, is like the victory lap of that. Especially as it's like the most current single. And I just like it a lot, and I just don't want to get rid of it yet.
Yep.
I just want to keep holding it.
Speaking of a song that I'm not ready to get rid of, my number one this week is Am I Dreaming from Montero featuring Miley Cyrus. I'm not ready to stop crying to this song. I'm just not ready to let it go. It's so beautiful. And the guitar in it is like, it keeps you going through the song. And I like, I don't know, there's just, we talked about this song so much last week. I don't really want to go super in depth on it. But there's just, this song leaves me speechless.
This was a speechless week. That's a very good number one.
Yeah.
I approve. As that song is still on my chart, I approve. my number one this week is Paradisin by Rina Sawayama. This week, musically, I've just been kind of hopping around the albums we've talked about previously. And I was getting out of the shower listening to Sawayama, and Paradisin came on, and I just started dancing all over the place. And I'm obsessed with like the like video game beep boopiness of it. It's got such a like awesome sound,
and it's such like a good feeling, like I'm young and I'm having fun sort of song.
And I think I just really needed to feel like I was young and having fun, because I like was having a mental breakdown about being an adult this week. Like I was searching for apartments and jobs, and I was like, I can't do this anymore. And I listened to Paradisin, and then I was okay. I don't know why, but recently when I've been listening to the song, the lyrics that have been killing me have been, you've threatened to send me to boarding school for the 7th time, but we can't afford that, so I'm fine. And I just really like that attitude, and I've been trying to live my life with that attitude the past week.
Yeah.
Paradisin is a very great song.
Yes.
We talked about it in depth on our second episode of this podcast. I'm obsessed with it. It didn't make its way onto my charts until now, but it's at the number one spot, and I can't stop listening to it.
You know,
I think you should listen to it too.
I like that you mentioned that you've just been kind of poking around all of the music we've been listening to for the podcast, because every week when either before we record or during recording, I realize, oh, I've literally just been listening to the album that we need to listen to this week. What am I supposed to put on my chart? But then after I make a chart and I'm like, dang, like this is kind of good, I listen to just my chart until we pick a new album. And then like my focus shifts. But anyways, I just thought, because I've been dealing with the same thing. I've just been listening to like our Sick Beats charts. And, like, that's just what my life has been.
Yeah.
So I have to actively seek out other music that I want to listen to.
Sick Beats is all-consuming.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I've listened to the Every Sick Beats charts ever quite consistently this week. I make a playlist every semester, which is every song I've really liked in the semester. So I've been putting that on shuffle, so there's a lot of it hit a lot of Billie Eilish's Happier Than Ever this week. Some of Halsey's new album, If I Can't Have Love, I Want Power. Some of Kacey Musgraves' new album, Lorde's new album. I've just been kind of hopping around a bunch of stuff recently. And it's been a fun week. So my chart was a little more difficult to make this week, because I was like, what have I listened to? Because I've just been listening to a lot of old stuff recently. So that was our Sick Beat charts this week. As always, we're curious to listen to what you are listening to as well, though. So let us know on our social medias what songs can't escape you this week. Make us a playlist. Tweet it at us.
Yeah.
Challenge. Make us
Challenge.
A playlist. And as always, you can see the full chart on our Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and maybe TikTok, who knows, as well as on Spotify and Apple Music. There's a listenable version of our charts, as well as every charts ever in a one big mega playlist that's currently 2 hours long. It's a good playlist. You should listen to it.
Yeah, you can find us on any of those platforms at Sick Beats with JS, not SJ. And with that, we just want to thank you for listening to us talk about Bruno Major and To Let a Good Thing Die. It was a really fun listen. It's honestly been a really, really chill recording session, which is really nice after last week with our studio drama.
This is the first time we haven't ran into an issue or malfunction throughout a recording. So it's been a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll be smooth sailing like this for the rest of the life of this podcast. For real.
If you enjoyed listening to us talk about Bruno Major today and want to hear us talk about the next album next week, make sure you follow us on your preferred podcast platform. We're on Spotify, Apple Music, or Apple Podcasts, and a bunch of other podcast platforms, as well as YouTube. And we really appreciate you joining us on this journey where we listen to a new album every week.
Yeah, it's been really fun. Thank you for interacting with us. Thank you for listening. We're now 4 episodes in, which is so exciting. That's like a whole month of us doing this now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been really fun.
Yeah, I'm having a great time. This is a very good experience. It's a great way to close the week out for us and a great way to start the week when we listen to the episode on Mondays. So yeah, thank you for following us on our journey as we become podcasters and talk about music that we love. And we hope to see you next week.
Yeah. Have a good week, everybody. Have a good Monday.
Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
No one wants to listen to a song about the bitch who broke your heart, Sophia.
That's on God. You kind of spit in there, Jared.